Two British tourists are in hospital this evening with serious injuries after being bitten by a shark in the Whitsundays off North Queensland. One of the two men had his foot bitten off. The incident happened while they were swimming near a boat between two islands. It's only a few weeks since the Queensland government removed all drum lines from the Great Barrier Reef Marine Park following a federal court challenge. So what now for the debate about protecting swimmers? Isabel Rowe reports.
It's been a horrifying end to a boating trip for two young travellers flown to hospital after being mauled by a shark.
It was understood that the two patients were on a day cruise vessel out of Airlie Beach and they were snorkelling at the time. One of the male patients was attacked first. And the shark is believed to return and come back and attack the second patient.
The Queensland Ambulance Service's Tracy Eastwick says the 22 and 28-year-old tourists are in a stable condition, but one has lost his right foot and another has serious leg injuries. It's the fifth attack in the Whitsundays area in 12 months, and this one comes just over a month after the Queensland government lost a federal court battle requiring it to stop culling sharks in the Great Barrier Reef Marine Park. The government response was to remove shark drum lines from the area, attracting criticism then and again today from State Deputy Opposition Leader Tim Mander.
The Palaszczuk Labor government has taken drum lines out of North Queensland with no plan B, leaving swimmers unprotected.
But it's not something the state's Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk wants to talk about.
I'm not going to talk about the politics of drum lines today. My main concern today is for the welfare of these two people that have been injured.
The area of the Whitsundays where the attack happened isn't protected by any shark control program. And despite the series of attacks, the state's Agriculture Minister Mark Furner says he has no plans to enact one.
In respect to the distances of people that frequent out in some of those islands, makes it near impossible to operate a shark control program in that area.
But the Queensland government has recently been handed a report by shark expert Daryl McPhee outlining the next steps to protect swimmers.
There's a lot to work through and we're currently working through it as a matter of urgency.
Daryl McPhee is an Associate Professor of Environmental Science at Bond University in Queensland and has worked with sharks for decades. He says so-called smart drum lines used in other states, which alert authorities when a shark is caught, won't work in the Great Barrier Reef.
Once you've caught a shark on a smart drum line and relocated it, where do you relocate it to in the Great Barrier Reef? We also now have the issue from the number of sharks that were tagged in Sydd Harbour. They came back.
He's advised the state government that drones are the next best option.
We have some what's called multispectral or hyperspectral cameras, the ones that can be fitted to drones and used safely within air traffic restrictions.
There's also a number of personal products on the market that claim to repel sharks. Daryl McPhee says people heading into shark territory should consider taking a device that emits an electric current.
It's been tested now three times independently by three different research groups and has found to statistically reduce the chance of a shark bite.
What about a shark repellent? There's something on the market that's like a spray that you spray in the water. Does that work?
So it's based on the smell of dead sharks because it was found that some species of sharks avoid areas where there are dead sharks. But it's probably not highly effective at this stage for sharks such as tiger sharks that are known to actually feed on other sharks.
Whitsunday Mayor Andrew Wilcox says the tourists on board the boat when the attack happened are being provided counselling.
Isabel Rowe with that report.